It's the brand new year, 2024. Happy New Year to everybody. This guy's podcast. I'm the Stone Pony, Devontae Stone, and it's a happy MLK Day. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And my buddy, standing by, we got a lot to talk about. Chicago recording artist Jerome Matthews Jr. here to give us a little birthday song.
Hey. And it's only right to hit the Stevie Wonder's. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
My man, that was deep. Decent. I think Dr. King would have loved that, bro. He would have loved that.
Man.
There you go.
Bless.
It's only fitting.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, my buddy, from a long time, Chicago recording artist, Jerome Matthews Jr.
Yes. Hey. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Devontae Stone Pony, the man. For real. Like you just said, we go way back. If anyone who knows me, they know the local buzz. My group, One Voice, that's how we met. So way back when.
Mm-hmm.
What is this, South Shore? So,
talk about that, even back then when you guys formed the group. And talk about the guys, for those who don't know who One Voice is.
Gotcha. So just to start from the top, we got Reese, Orlando, Brandon, Just B, Dominic, and Jeremiah, which was one of the original guys. You probably met him too. Time went on, the guys started doing their own thing. But in between that time when we were meeting you and doing shows in the city, like, we were having a lot of fun building the buzz, gaining a lot of support, which kind of taught us how if you're going to do this as a recording artist, you have to do it for real. And people will be behind you if they see that you're serious about it, which is where you came into play. And like, we noticed, like, yo, this guy's, he's been doing it. And meeting you in person, because we heard you on the radio and stuff, so you're like a celebrity anyway, but your character off that showed us, like, yo, being a businessman as well, not just entertainment, that's important too, so stay in order. So I appreciate that from way back when up until now. So thank you, man, again.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's all love, because at that time, you know, a lot of artists in Chicago and, you know, our city, third largest market, we've got a lot of artists and a lot of talent.
Yes.
And at that time, you know, One Voice, you guys were, you know, you were just something special. And I remember, like, the first time when I remember hearing, we were at some function, because, you know, it's always, we were somewhere, you were performing, and then I think I was emceeing, or, you know, it was something on that sport here in Chicago. I was like, wow, these guys are really talented.
Yes.
And even from that point on, even individual talent from every one of you.
Oh, yeah.
Doing really special, a lot of special things. To shout out to the guys on this brand new 2024.
Yes.
So, bro, I want to talk about it a little bit, Jerome. Though, talk about how was it during that time when you guys were, you know, collectively, you know, trying to find yourselves and even coming together. You know, how you get, because you got to be really focused to be able to do something like that. Talk about, you know, where your focus was and. Not just your singing capabilities.
Gotcha. So long story short, as a group, we knew that we had to stay focused with school, but we also had to be safe. So outside of the music part, we understood, like, whatever we're doing is representing the people that's around us, that's raising us. So not only were we into singing and like just music in general, but one of the guys, he's a professor now, Reese. So he went on to kind of become like a teacher, pretty much.
Yes.
What else? We got Dominic, who's photography, videography. So it wasn't always just picking up a mic and dancing. Like, we had other avenues and other gifts that we could tap into, which would make room. Like, you know how I say, gifts will make room for you. And being parents, and we're all dads.
You know what? The gifts would make room for you. And, like, you mentioned, because, and you know, he came on and worked with me. On one of the shows that we were doing, producing the show, doing a lot of stuff. And this was even after the fact that, you know, as far as being a part of the group. And then, like you said, and then making the next move and jumping to now, you know, where he's, you know, doing bigger things on the educational level too, like you said. So, like you said, it all comes. I think, you know what's so crazy about it, bro? Like, our relationships, they all kind of like come full circle, you know, and things of what we do, yes, and how we do it. But you being passionate about singing, bro. Man, you, boy, all of you guys were talented and having a voice. That's why one voice, right? Everybody collectively, but making it one voice. But right, you, right, yes, now you are doing some things on a solo level, and I know that you've also been acting. And when I want you to talk about that, you talked about some other things about you with the book, but let's kind of focus right now about this song, okay, that you sent me, you know, because we always communicate. You sent me this song. And when I heard it, I was blown away by it. I was like, wow, this is dynamite. Just kind of talk about what the name of that song is and introduce that for everybody that's looking at us right now and listening.
Got you. So the song that's coming out, it releases on all DSPs February 2nd, 2024. It's called Just the Thought, I Love You. And the origin of it is I just wanted a song that was just piano and vocal, because normally I'm dancing around and I make my own music too. Like, I orchestrate my own beats. I collaborate with other producers. My man's Kevin Ellup, other producers. But this one in particular, Just the Thought I Love You, was something that I just envisioned sitting down at the Grammys after I either win one or I'm about to win one and just play it there. And that was it. So I'm simple. Yeah. Sent it to you.
I can play. And remember, I called you. I don't know. I think I was probably having lunch downtown somewhere. I was like, bro, this is the song. This is the song to kick off the new year, like for 2024. Like, people need to be aware, like, this song, you need to hear it. And I was blown away by it.
That's God.
And talk about the inspiration behind it before I let you go ahead and give it to us, because as I know you, you're always ready and you're ready to let it go. So I do want to hear it. So, but give me the inspiration behind this song.
Okay. So outside of just wanting to write a song that I could sit down and play at the Grammys, just vocals and piano, once I completed it, because the song, to be honest, Devontae, like, it's almost like a year plus old. Everyone who heard it once I recorded it, they were like, yo, this sounds like a wedding song. And my cousin was getting married. And instead of me just singing anything random at his wedding, he's like, I want you to sing at my wedding. I'm like, I'll do you one better. I'm going to sing a song that I wrote. And I'm going to have a photographer there just to take some pictures for us. But the surprise was for me to film myself performing it and give it to them as a wedding gift. Shot a video, put it on YouTube for them only, like a private little link for them to see. And then other people heard it and they had the same reaction you had. Like, yo, this record is nice. Like, this is really nice. So let's back it. And I linked up with my man's Griffin, and we partnered with Casanova Records to kind of get it out there on radio. Mm-hmm. And it's been making a lot of noise, and it's only January 15th. So I've been on KCRW out west with Ariana. I forget her last name. God bless you, Ariana, for giving us a shot too. Let me shout them out.
Ariana, thank you for giving my guy to listen to. Ariana, we're going to remember your last before we end this podcast.
Yes. But is it Morgan Stern? Morgan Stern? KCRW, though. Beautiful platform. But that was the inspiration.
Yeah, but in the inspiration behind it. I want you to, are you ready, man? Because, I mean, first of all, I want everybody to know this is going to be acapella. My guy's going, this is natural talent. This is real talent, and whenever you're ready, bro, the stage is yours. Yes. On this 2024 MLK Day.
Yes, here we go. This is dedicated to all the lovers, and here we go. Just a Thought, I Love You. There is something about your energy I've never, ever, ever felt someone so unique. Let's get to know each other so much to discover. Do something so we can hold on to this moment. I bet you will never believe when I say I think I love you. Yeah. You can download, pre-save it right now on my Instagram page, Jerome Jam Jr. Go ahead and pre-save that, y'all. Hit the link in my bio.
That's right off the, you know, a lot of people can't do that. That's why I know a lot of artists, some people don't feel comfortable doing it, but that's when you know that you you can sing.
Bless God, you, man. Bless
you with a talent. You got a talent. You got a God given right there. So you know when to open up any given time, depending on what platform it is, you're going to always be ready because that's what you do.
Yes.
And that's what we do, you know. And man, bro, let me just say to you, man, love. I can't wait to hear the whole piece, you know, you putting it together, because I know that this is something that I feel like needs to be, that gets a lot of push, you know, for people that's in radio, you know, our big iHeart and Odyssey and Cumulus and Bonneville, the stations need to hear it, and I know that you're pushing it as well. What's your, where else can they, because I know you got some dates coming up here that you're going to be performing. Why don't you go ahead and talk about those?
Yes. So I'm actually going to be premiering the full song, like a live performance, on the 21st and on the 26th. The 21st, we're going to be performing at the Color Club. My girl and also vocal coach, Christine, she's the one who's hosting this event. She puts it together like annually to kind of like put on a showcase for the artists that she works with. And the one on the 26th is a show that's thrown by my girl. We went to school together. She's a chef, Chef Gabrielle. If you want all the details, and I suck right now not knowing all the details verbatim, but you can go to my Instagram page, and that's where you can get all the information as far as the time, the location. But January 21st and January 26th, I'll be at those places. But I'm also going to be live, Devontae, bro. Like, they can stream it if they can't make it in person.
I love it.
Yeah.
Man, nowadays, bro, you got to be able to get on it. You can catch it. And I love it because you're doing it. And I know that this is just some of the first stops of the first month. I know you got a lot of other things coming up, too, as we get into the year. Talk about your acting and talk about The Shy. For those who don't know, you got some business with The Shy. And I'm about Chicago. I'm talking about the show. Talk about the show, Jerome.
So I'm glad you asked that, man. That was a good one because I honestly didn't. I always wanted to act, but I never knew like an avenue to get in. So long story short, I got in with this agency that Dominique in the group, D. Gray, he told me about.
Yeah.
And we did some extra work, and I landed a role working at Smokey's, the restaurant. So I'm like a cook there. And we're just starting back to film for season 6. So I'll be filming actually, what is this? Today's the 15th. In a few days, we're going to shoot a scene. And then we got another scene a couple days after that. So that's a blessing. So bless you, Lena Waithe, the whole Shy family, Jacob Lattimore, everybody over there. Like, they humble, very professional, even all the way down to the people that work that's not on camera, like, the whole staff, like everybody there, they teach you how to, through their own actions, how to keep a nice environment, but get things done and have fun at the same time. So big ups to The Shy. I appreciate that.
Big ups to The Shy. Big ups to you and your family.
Thank you, bro.
You
Thank
know,
you.
Wishing all of your family, you, man, much success in all of your endeavors, you know, as we begin this brand new year. I'm excited about the single. I'm excited about what you're doing. Now, you got to, you know, you always got another invite to come back on. And maybe hopefully we can get, maybe, you know, get the guys on. Maybe we can do something.
I'm down with
we,
that.
As the year, as we get in, almost like a reunion or something like that. I think that would be kind of special.
Yes.
One more time, how can we tune in with you via on your platforms?
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Jerome Jam Jr. It's all one word, spelled JeromeJamJr. Yeah.
There you go.
Jerome Matthews Jr. on YouTube.
Yeah, this guy over here. This guy's podcast for the brand new year. Celebrate and remember a day of service, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, the dream is still alive.